So what does it mean, Peter?
This is a club whose members and fans have gone through since 1961 without seeing its team in a grand final, and many of them despaired that that day would ever come, and they've seen year after year where other teams' fans got to see their team in a grand final and believed and maybe despaired that that was never something that was going to happen to them. So for us, the joy and the elation of last week in Sydney was something really special. And I know there was a lot of criticism of the fact that we celebrated, took the time to celebrate it, but we felt there was a lot to celebrate about. There was the Eagles win in Perth that no one really expected us to win. There was the game against the Hawks, against 88,000 people here on a Friday night. We got that much respect for Hawthorn as a team, but to come back from four goals down and take them out, those are the things that you celebrate, you know. And there's a few experts around who say you need to keep a lid on it and do all these things in a particular way like they do, but we're not them, we're us. And we're the first team to have come from seventh to the grand final and to win it. We're the first team, I think, to win 15 games and finish on at seventh spot. And the way that we respond to things and the way that we deal with things, that's something that belongs to us, because we are the Western Bulldogs Football Club. And we rejoice in those victories, and it doesn't mean that the next day we don't knuckle down under the leadership of this guy and responsibility of our players, you know, led by guys like JJ, take up. So this has been a month where we've celebrated every important victory that's come along and then knuckled down to do the job. And we were all out there Thursday for that final training run, and you would have seen 12, 13,000 people there. Joy on their faces, the jubilation, many of them not quite able to believe that this was our team and this was our time. And I believe that this was our time, and I don't know what it would have been like to get beaten by a good side in Sydney today, but to me and to the hundreds of thousands of other Bulldog faithful who've stuck with us for years and years have never seen that day come. This is a dream come true. This is one of those big days in life, and one of the days in life that most of us will never forget. One of the happiest days of our lives for all Bulldog fans. And so what does it feel like? It feels bloody fantastic. Just, you know, and the strength, the camaraderie between the players and the supporters, and Schiltsy in that coach's box with Murph, you know, and the empathy, the sympathy that we feel, and the gratitude that we feel, not just to Murph, but to Joshy Pruden and Mitch Wallace and Jack Redpath and the guys who'd fallen by the wayside, but they weren't, you know, thinking about themselves, they were thinking about how to help the team. That was an inspiring thing to see as well. And every one of those games, when you look at it, whether it was the two interstate finals that we had to win, or that incredible game against Hawthorn, or the greatest challenge of all to take on Sydney today, to see the way that we fought it out, spirit, courage, never say die, the relentless attitude. And that's, you know, I think everyone in the club can take some credit for that, but for me, I look at the arrival of this man, Luke Beveridge, to our club, and the synergy, the bond that he found with a captain whose time had come. Murph, as you know, is a complex guy, and he's a deeply introspective guy, and he might not have always wanted to take the leadership position. But he told me in October 2014 that this was his time and he really wanted to work. And several months later, he made a comment in the media that while he liked all of his coaches, he believes that this guy was the guy that he was born to be coached by. And the combination of these two guys is greater than the sum of the parts. So whilst we rejoice in our players, and JJ, what a fantastic effort today to win the Norm Smith Medal, outstanding final series, one of the truly great rising stars of the competition. I express on behalf of my club my deep love and gratitude to Luke Beveridge and to Rob Murphy and to the replacements of captain as Murph has gone down. You know, Easton Wood, Matt Boyd, Marcus Bontempelli, Dale Morris. So many great stories there today, but 55 years of never quite believing whether the day would come, and today, this day has come. And the joy, the unadulterated joy, not just for Bulldog fans, but for all fans who might have believed that their turn would never come. This day has kind of changed everything. So, thrilled to be here, thrilled to accept Bevo's invitation to be here. He is the coach that this club always wanted to have, and he's brought us the success, and we will, as a club and as a group of fans who love the game, forever be grateful to.
Your share for a milkshake, Scotty.
I will, mate. Very happy. Luke, what was the
SSC score?
How are we
going
in four finals?
Oh, I don't know, Pete. It was a tough. I mentioned before, it was almost like an equine training feat to get Jack McRae and Tommy Liberatore ready for that first final. And obviously, Ruffy and Easton were under a bit of a cloud, and Jake came back from the VFL. The boys have spoken in the public domain about, you know, no ceilings and write the next chapter, and we literally have just explored, haven't we, Jake? And so I think, you know, as we went on, as we won a final and we beat great opposition, the boys talk about belief as well. That obviously continues to blossom, and it just snowballs out of control in the end. And coming in today, that was there. The game seemed to go really quickly. I don't know, it seemed to go quicker than last week, but I'm not sure time-wise whether that actually happened or it was just everything was racing. But there's almost like there's not enough time to win it, but there's plenty of time to lose it. And felt like going to half-time that we're in a little bit of trouble because Sydney had momentum. They bit back And we needed to dig deep again and find a way. And so, you know, even whether the players weren't contributing like they'd like to or not, in the end, we again had the even contribution of the 22. And in big games like this, you have to have that. You have to have it. And we have to acknowledge the whole group, the whole list. I mean, we've had an amazing year when you think that our Footscray side won the flag last week, and all the boys who played in that premiership who have contributed, you know, in the games that they've played at AFL level, and they've come in and helped us win games. We only got the seventh, but it was a pretty even year, and I suppose in the end, like, we everything fell into place, and it's almost like we had momentum. From a physical and mental well-being standpoint, but coming up against a team like Sydney, who were such a seasoned and well, they are, but they're not. I mean, Horse has done an amazing job with his staff and his coaches with their new bloods and the boys who have played their first games this year. So they're not. When I say they're seasoned, they've got some seasoned players in there. But they've been here before, and we sort of sensed that at halftime. So it took everything we had, and once you've won three big games like that, Pete, you're not sure whether or not you've got another one in you. Thank God we did.
Are you, given what you walked into 2 years ago, are you all surprised that this has happened so quickly?
I think we're all surprised. Are you surprised, Jay?
Can't believe it.
Yeah. But look, I mean, there's been lots of coaches over the years that have said, you know, throw out the birth certificates and, you know, age doesn't matter and all that sort of stuff. And I suppose we've taken that approach. And, there's been some surprises. But once you start to win games against genuinely great opposition and the teams that you know are going to challenge at the end of the year... Again, we get back to that word, that belief word, all that, you know, and I suppose the galvanised approach to every game that stems from that. And we got ourselves into a good spot. And we won a lot of close games. And I suppose I've experienced that at different times with different teams. It's difficult to do that with a younger group. And that's been really surprising to me, that they've been able to stay calm under enormous pressure, but still find a way to play with, not flair, but with some freedom, because you still need to win the game. And to get a little gap at the end of the game was amazing.
Jake, what's the emotion for you now?
from the rookie list to the all-time to break into the side to find yourself in the position you're in now?
Yeah, look, I'm just, you know, the club took a massive gamble on me as a young kid. They saw a bit of potential, but just to play my first game it was a dream come true, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity this fantastic club has given me, and try and repay the faith.
When your name was read out?
Sorry?
When your name was announced today?
Oh, I just went numb, really. I just couldn't believe it, you know. As a kid, you just dream of playing in a grand final and winning it, so it's definitely a special moment I'll look back on.
Bevo, what about his performance? I mean, you knew what he can bring to a game, but he brought it on the biggest day.
Yeah, he did, and we see our high defenders as really important role players in our team, and Jay and Matty Boyd and Biggsy, you know, and Easton, and they're the next ones back. But I think, you know, he causes an enormous amount of concern for the opposition with his speed and the... He causes a lot of concern. You have to start thinking, what do we do with Johansson? You know, he's a key player, you know, and he's given them a little bit of momentum. He's given them some inside 50 between the arcs. We're worried, you know, what do we do with our forward line when their high defenders are doing what Jason Johansson's doing? So he's such an important role player for us, and he does it as well as anyone in the competition.
Speaking about opposition players, Josh Kennedy, at half-time, clearly VIG. Just your thoughts, you know, you obviously would have done a lot of sort of talking about it at half-time. Jack McRae's come out in the third corner and more or less taken over from Josh in the clearance. It's just your thoughts on where that changed for you guys?
Yeah, well, Jack was pretty good in tight, but... Stephen King and Joel Corey, you know, had a good suggestion that we've got some things going on with our mids, and we made an alteration with our inside mids who had responsibility for Josh, and to King and Joel's credit, and obviously to those players' credit, that came off because, as you said, he was very influential. Our assistant coaches were fantastic today. You know, we were really calm. Those two I just mentioned, Rowan Smith is a, you know, our back end, just including Jay, they got too many open ball, you know, very difficult balls to defend, and it was really challenging. And Gia, Danny with the forwards who, you know, we needed to change the way that we did things at different times and take a forward out of there, and they need to be more disciplined in the second half, and Danny spoke to them at half time, and they made an adjustment too. So all our coaches, Chrissy Maple on the bench, you know, outstanding bench coach, you know, today. You know, it was just a great team effort.
Luke, I know you're speaking about team, but I want to ask specifically about Joe Hamling and his performance today. Because he had such a huge task, and it was wheeled up in the media. Your thoughts on his performance specifically?
Yeah, Joel, he found himself on Lance a lot, and then Lance went really high in the second half, high up the ground, I mean. But yeah, just those one-on-ones that you're probably alluding to, where we needed a special effort just to halve those deals and possibly win one on two. He was fantastic, you know, Joel. He's grown, you know, an enormous amount over the last 2 months, really. He should have started the season like that, but he's come a long way, hasn't he, mate? Yeah.
Luke, did you think you were gone for the injuries,
Gone?
Yeah, gone. You know,
all round three?
Yeah, all those serious injuries.
We moved on. It comes back to the earlier question about, you know, what are the possibilities. The probability at that time that we didn't make it here was probably really high, say 90%, maybe higher. So there's a 10% possibility that we get here. We're 100% on the possibility. I suppose that's what the boys did. You know, we attacked the possibility. So if we're 100% at 10%, it ended up being 100% of everything. And we've gone into a bit of maths here, haven't we? But, you know, I think that's the thing, you know. You got to stay glass half full, and And that's you can't convince people to do that. You talk about it all you like. They've got to want to do it. They've got to have a will. And our players have. So for all our people.
Joel Hamlin at one end, but at the other end, Tom Boyd, how much was today almost a graduation for him?
He can graduate and he can go and throw his hat. Oops. He can go and throw his hat and he can never come back and not play another game. He was unbelievable. I'm just so happy for him with all the external pressure that's come his way through nothing that is within his control. I challenge anyone in the room to knock back the contract we offered him. He wouldn't knock it back. We talk about what's going to happen with him as he progresses at AFL level with his physical capability and his capacity. He's going to continue to blossom. But today, when we needed our players to find their very best performance, he found his in a grand final. And that was amazing.
How worried were you about